He was supposed to speak at my funeral, but being smarter than I, he switched it around. I want to thank Rex's family for giving me the chance to say the way I feel about this great man, the best friend I ever had. Today, there's so much more I see than I did a few days ago when he passed away on that Sunday night, when I could not wrap my mind around what had happened then. But since that time, I've spent many hours counting my blessings and fondly thinking about the last 90 years with my cousin and my best friend, remembering so many rich experiences. Here are a few of them. I was 1 year old when Rex was born, just next door. We grew up in homes that were 10 feet apart. Our dads were brothers. We saw each other almost every day. We walked to school 4 times a day together. We were raised by our own parents and by each other's parents. We played games in the street every evening in the neighborhood and at Lindsay Garden, football, baseball, tennis, high jumping, etc., tobogganing in the winter from 11th Avenue all the way down to South Temple. There were no cars in those days. Our coach was Alan Hardy, our first cousin who lived across the street from us. Early on, Rex and I started a business called the Williams Way. It was, we'll do it for you was our slogan. And even though we really didn't know what we were doing, we would go and fix people's drains and screens and whatever. But it was a real business. At least we thought it was. Sunday afternoons we spent with Grandpa and Grandma Williams. All the family, the Hardys, the Felts, the Williams, the Richardsons, we were all down there enjoying each other, many, many cousins. Rex slept over at my home many times, so many times. We didn't know which house we were going to eat at when we'd come home from lunch at noon from school. One time it'd be at mine, one at his. Rex lived with me at our home for a few months when his mother was ill and needed extended treatment in California. We sold flowers together every Memorial Day at the cemetery. We visited Brigham Young's daughter. Now, you won't believe this, but this is true. Clarissa Young Spencer was alive when we were alive, and Rex and I would go down to First Avenue and visit Brigham Young's daughter. We many times over the years have chided ourselves about why we never asked her how I was living in the Beehive House with Brigham Young. Rex stayed often with me at Holiday Park, where we fished and swam and rode horses together. We skied together before there were any ski lifts. We worked together once installing to homes in the city gas lines, digging trenches, threading pipe for Mountain Fuel Supply Company. We campaigned for each other as we ran for school offices. We hung out at the Deseret Gym where we swam and watched the Utes play basketball. One of the fabulous things that we remember dearly was all of the Williams clan headed for Solitaire on an open-air train with fried chicken and potato salad and all to have a wonderful day at Solitaire with all the cousins. When I moved away from L Street, our parents knew of our close association, our love for each other, and so they bought us bicycles so that we could get together more often. We were tennis doubles partners, and we won the 12-year-old's city tennis tournament. And later, we played number one doubles for the East High tennis team. I joined the Coast Guard to go to World War II. The following year, Rex was accepted in the Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. I visited him there when my ship pulled into Boston Harbor. Rex played quarterback at 145 pounds on the Coast Guard Academy football team and always was pleased to talk about the game he played in the Yale Bowl. After the war, we joined the Sigma Chi fraternity. He was number one pledge. I was number two. In 1946, he was heading for a mission in New England. I soon followed that, going to a mission in Norway. In the 1950s, we were each other's best men at our weddings. Later, we became members of the Latter-day Sigs, important group of people. Some of you are here today. We've met for 65 years. I'd like to name those people. You'll remember them. Some are here, some are not. The Adams, the Ballards, the Bennions, the Dixons, the Hatches, the Hayes, the Kerrs, the Nells, the Cheminants, the Nebuchers, the Taylors, the Tingies, the Warners, the Winders, another Winder, and the Wrights. Rex gave memorable, loving tributes to both my parents at their funerals. Memorable speeches. Rex and I gave a priesthood blessing to a dear Hardy cousin who had a heart transplant at LDS Hospital. Rex gave me a blessing when I had a serious threat of illness. Always on the same side, in 90 years, we have never had a falling out of being best friends. Not competitive, always enjoyed each other's company. I could always count on him in good times and hard times. We always enjoyed talking things over together. Several months ago, we had dinner together, spent the whole evening counting our blessings. Recently, we had another dinner. This year, it was on New Year's Day. I was so concerned because he was not well that day, and I was so sad that I could not help him physically. But I did try to perk him up. A short time later, he was in the hospital, where I tried to perk him up again for 2 or 3 hours with memories that he and I had shared together, and not being able to speak, he nodded with a knowing nod of his head. Today, I believe Rex is looking down on us, and would like to tell us that he's just fine. And that he will keep inspiring us, just like he always did before, that we should keep smiling. One of the great blessings in my life has been knowing that I could always count on him for sure. And the lesson he taught us was, that's what friends are for. May the Lord bless his family with wonderful memories of him, which will be with them ever. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.